Welcome to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. Really excited to have one of my favorite guests of the year on the show. That is Dr. Sharon Goldstein. She is the director of the Breast Health Center at Independence Health. And the program that she has set up is absolutely wonderful from start to finish. Dr. Goldstein, welcome to the show. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much, Jen.
You just do a fantastic job. And I really wanted to have you on here at the end of September so that we could preview Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And as I'm reading up about Breast Cancer Awareness Month, I'm seeing that more than 350,000 people are diagnosed with breast cancer just in 2024, right? And so
Yes.
when you can diagnose this early, the survival rate, particularly the 5-year survival rate of breast cancer, is almost 99%. So, knowing what you know, you've built this entire program around that. So, why don't you tell me everything about the program from start to finish, what happens at the Breast Health Center?
Thank you. So we have a couple of programs that we do through the Breast Health Center. First, it starts with the high-risk breast clinic, and this includes genetic testing. So we test for gene mutations like the BRCA genes, but actually, generally, we do multi-gene panel testing. And that looks at over 7 genes that increase the risk for breast cancer, but also additional genes as part of our panel that look for an increased risk of other cancers, colon cancer, pancreatic cancer, melanoma. So, although our focus is on breast cancer, we do often pick up other mutations that are that allow people to get further screening and even treatment. We do the testing. We have counseling available for people who test positive for one of these mutations. We assess women and occasionally men, but mostly women, for their risk of developing breast cancer. And the newer recommendations are to start assessing women at the age of 25. That doesn't mean we're screening people, it just means we're giving them a risk assessment. And mostly that's based on family history. And of course, family history changes over time. So, where someone may have a normal risk at the age of 25 or 30 or 35, as their family history changes, their risk may or may not increase or decrease. So we see these people longitudinally, and it's a very nice program. And we see people both in Norwin and in La Trobe. Some women who are particularly high risk will be candidates for something called hormonal chemoprophylaxis. That is giving medications that manipulate the way their breasts respond to hormones. So one of those medications, a lot of people know it's called tamoxifen, and we know that in certain populations of people, giving tamoxifen for 5 years decreases their risk of developing breast cancer over their entire lifetime by 50%. So that is also something that we provide through the high-risk clinic. And we talk about other preventative strategies in addition to hormonal therapy, such as dietary and avoiding certain substances, which can increase the risk of breast cancer. And lastly, but probably most importantly, is the enhanced screening that some women are requested to get. So, whereas every woman, for the most part, will start getting her breast cancer screening mammograms at the age of 40. And we can talk more about some of the changes and recommendations if you like.
Yes.
But yeah, because that's big news. We will also add in other testing modalities, other screening modalities like breast MRI and automated whole breast ultrasound. So we start the women's health program with the high risk clinic.
You know,
There, yeah.
Go, oh, please. I was going to say, and what you're talking about being a clinic is really taking care of the person all the way through the process. So you're talking about a screening mammogram that may lead to a breast MRI. All that's taken care of through the breast health center. We're not bouncing you from hospital system to hospital system. You can stay in Independence Health and have all that done.
Yeah, we have a very robust radiology department. And even long before anyone else in the region, Southwest Pennsylvania was doing 3D mammograms, Independence Health, which was previously known as Exela Health, was offering 3D mammography to women, and insurance wasn't paying for it. And Exela was eating that cost, which I found really compelling. And we do pick up about 30% more cancers with 3D mammography
Wow.
rather than just 2D mammography. And Exela was the leader for this even before I got there. So I'm really pleased to be a part of that.
So why don't you talk to us about the new guidelines published about the recommendations for breast cancer screening?
So I actually, we in our center and in most places in the country, we go by the guidelines from the American Society of Breast Surgeons, the ASBS. And so that would be starting women at the age of 40, starting average risk women at the age of 40 with annual mammography. And 3D is preferred by the ASBS as well. And if a woman has, let's say, heavily dense breasts, either what we call heterogeneously dense breasts, which is sort of spotty density in the breast, or extremely dense breasts, which is usually the entire breast, we add in other modalities. That would be the automated breast ultrasound. And if a woman is high risk, we will add in breast MRI. So that's starting at age 20, excuse me, starting at age 40. If a woman is, let's say her mother had breast cancer at the age of 45, we would start that, her daughter, the patient, at the age of 35. So we usually go for 10 years before the age of the person's first degree relative who developed breast cancer. And we will continue, until the woman's late years. So the United States Protective Services Task Force recently came out with different guidelines, and they had initially asked for women to start getting screening at age 50, and now they have lowered it to age 40. And that would be yearly mammography. And they want women to stop getting screening mammograms at the age of 74. But that is not what the American College of Radiology, the American College of Surgeons, and the American Society of Breast Surgeons recommend. We actually will screen women for breast cancer into their late years, as long as they're healthy and there would be a benefit to them for picking up a cancer early.
And this is just critically important. The early detection, the finding, and there have been so many advances in medicine, as you're saying, not just with the screening, but with the treatment of breast cancer. And you truly care about these patients, and you sit down and you talk to them about the options. So if you do find if there's something on the mammogram, you order correct first is follow-up testing, I would imagine, right? Whether that be the breast MRI or an ultrasound or a biopsy, that's what comes next, correct?
Yes, correct.
And then you have a team of people who help coordinate this, right? Do you have the nurse navigator program?
We have a wonderful nurse navigator program. We have three nurse navigators, and their role is spans the entire care plan for these patients. So if a patient has an abnormal screening mammogram, the nurse navigator may be involved in ordering follow-up imaging. If the PCP or the gynecologist isn't doing it, we'll do it. We'll order the biopsies for these patients. And then if they have a finding that needs a discussion, either a benign lesion that needs to be followed more carefully, or even certain benign or high-risk lesions that need to be removed, or if they have a cancer, they will be called by the nurse navigator, and the nurse navigators are very highly trained. They will explain what this pathology means, and also they will help start with getting the process going. So they will make an appointment to see a breast surgeon or an oncologist. They will sometimes put in an order for an MRI so we can move that along more quickly. And the patient gets their phone number and can call them and with follow-up questions. Because a lot of times when a woman gets the diagnosis of breast cancer, they're in shock a little bit, and they need to hear about this a couple of times and have someone to talk to again the next day. So the nurse navigators are some of the most compassionate, lovely people, and they are there for the patients. And the way they describe it is they navigate the patient's care, and they're with them from the beginning, you know, all the way through to the end of their treatment, which sometimes can be weeks or months, and sometimes can go over the full year and even longer for certain people.
It's
So
yeah, go
they're
ahead.
really, they're wonderful. And, you know, the patients love the nurse navigators. And then when they come to the office, they will see the nurse navigators in person. They'll see me, they'll see our PAs. We have two full-time breast care PAs who see the high-risk patients as well as the cancer patients with me. And then that's where their individualized care plan is formulated. And from there, we can have them see oncology, radiation oncology, genetic counseling, and you know, sometimes they need to see gynecology as part of their care plan.
It's amazing. And I think, why don't you describe for people sometimes the shock that women go through when they find out they have breast cancer, and why it's so important to have this whole person care?
Well, I sometimes joke with the patients that my whole job usually is talking them off the ledge. Because, like you said right away in the beginning of this discussion, most people do well. Most people survive their cancer and, you know, have many, many years after they've had a diagnosis of cancer. And we don't always know that when we hear this diagnosis at first. We're not sure what it means to us individually. The care of breast cancer has gotten so much better over the years, and the overall survival has increased dramatically over the last 30, 40 years. And it's true that with stage one breast cancer, the 5-year survival is 99%, and the 10-year survival is 95%. So these women tend to do very well. And so a lot of our discussion is trying to explain what they have and give them a realistic picture of what to expect.
Critically important to care for the mental health along with the physical health. Now, tell us about your where you operate if you need to remove a tumor, if you need to do surgery. Can you explain to people how that works?
Yeah, thank you. So we will see patients in Latrobe and in Norwin, and we have people coming from all over. The majority of our patients are from Westmoreland County, but we have people from all directions, and that's really nice for us. We will do most of the lumpectomies at Norwin Square. There's a beautiful little operating room. They have three ORs. They also do their GI screening there. It's a full service OR. And if a patient's healthy, they'll have their surgery at Norwin Square. If they're not so healthy, maybe they have COPD or other medical problems, we like to operate in the hospital. And we operate at Westmoreland Hospital for that. And that just gives people a little more security that they're in a hospital and there's a higher level of care if they should need it. Additionally, we will do mastectomies generally at Westmoreland Hospital, and if we're doing reconstruction with the plastic surgeons, we'll work there as well.
Wonderful. And you have a really good partnership with oncologists all over Western Pennsylvania, correct? You work with them all the time.
Yeah, we have a great relationship with Hillman, so we are what's called a joint venture, and we our oncologists and radiation oncologists follow the pathways and are UPMC physicians, but they're also independent health physicians, and they work very closely. In fact, every Tuesday morning from 7 to 8, we have what's called a multidisciplinary tumor board, and the surgeons, radiologists, pathologists, oncologists, radiation oncologists, and our nurses and staff and PAs and any sometimes the PCPs come, will join the multidisciplinary tumor board, the plastic surgeons join, and we talk about patients. And there's about 20 to 30 people, and it's like getting 20 second opinions without the patient ever having to leave home because I present their case and then we talk about what their treatment options are. Because the care of these ladies and men also has become very, very individualized. It used to be everyone had the same care, and now we really, everyone is. It's tweaked a little bit depending on what the patient's desires are and what are their best options.
And this is your relationship with these individuals was built upon years and years of experience working with them. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about your training, your education, and the career that you've built in Western Pennsylvania. You're listening to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Classic Hits 107.1. Listen live at WHJBFM.com.
Welcome back to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy, here today with Dr. Sharon Goldstein. She's director of the Breast Health Center for Independence Health, and she is just giving us a wonderful overview of the Breast Health Center and the commitment to improving the experience for women who are coming in from start to finish, from screening mammography and taking care of them their whole lives, which is wonderful. So, Dr. Goldstein, we want to talk a little bit about you. Tell us from the beginning where you grew up, where you went to school, and then about your training.
So I grew up in New York, and my father was a general surgeon, and his mother had had breast cancer, so he was very interested and committed to breast cancer patients. So even as a child, I heard these discussions at home and read his medical textbooks. And I had three brothers. None of them were really interested in anything medical. So it kind of fell on me. And I love that.
Really? So none of them ended up in the field?
No, none of them. They're all kind of skittish about anything medical, which is sort of funny. But I would go on rounds with my father on the weekends, and he worked in the Bronx. And I ended up going to medical school eventually in the Bronx as well at Albert Einstein College of Medicine. And I loved it there. It was a really interesting community. And I stayed there for my residency. And then I did a fellowship in Charlotte, North Carolina. And then I came to Pittsburgh, which is my home now. And we've been here about 23 years. I started at UPMC at St. Margaret's and came to Excella about 7 years ago.
And that move out to the suburbs of Western Pennsylvania, did it attract you being able to sort of develop your own program, put your fingerprint on how things are run?
Yeah, I loved being able to come down to Westmoreland County as the director because this is like the perfect place for me. I really like the people. And Excella slash Independence Health has been extremely supportive of the program. And I have 10 people working in the breast center. That's a lot for a community our size. And whatever I need, they pretty much give me. So I feel like we've been able to develop a wonderful program. We're part of the Women's Health Program, which is a natural partnership with OB-GYN. And we provide other things as well, and I'm very interested in, which would be specialty lymphedema care for women, upper and lower extremities, arms and legs. We do specialty pelvic floor therapy for women who've had children or hysterectomies or have any pelvic floor complaints. And I should add, our pelvic floor therapist also works with men, especially men who've had prostate cancer or those kind of issues. We do sexuality counseling and therapy for women and couples, which is a big issue for our patients. A lot of them are on medications that block hormones, and you know that can have a real effect on people's relationships. We provide care to people who are transgender. We provide care to adolescents. All sorts of patients come our way. So the Women's Health Center, the Breast Health Center, has really grown, and I'm grateful to be a part of it.
It sure has. It's unbelievable what's happened in the last 7 years, and it's just such a great experience. And tell me about patients. I'm sure many of them so grateful to be able to stay in Westmoreland County for care, correct?
Oh, yeah. It's such a big benefit, because when you think about the kind of care some people end up getting, let's say chemotherapy, you know, sometimes they don't feel well. And to drive an hour and sit in traffic and to have to be, sometimes people are hospitalized for one reason or another, and now their families can't get to them. It's really a tragedy if they're all alone there in the hospital. Right. So this, people can get the care they need. And in fact, we probably take care of 98% of the breast cancer patients in Westmoreland County. And there are some specialty things if they need, or if they want to go into the city, we're happy to support them with that. And, you know, I have a very good relationship with the people in the city because, of course, I worked there for 17 years. So, but most patients, honestly, they just want to stay in their community, and now they can get the care they need.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And being able to do that locally is key, as you said, especially when illness strikes, having family near, having a support system, all of those things matter. And even after, you know, with reconstruction, you have a great relationship with the surgeons in the area, correct?
Yeah, we have a couple of plastic surgeons we work with who are wonderful. We work with Dr. Johns and Dr. Antimarino generally, and they are really helpful to the patients, and they see them right at the beginning, and we come up with a cohesive plan for patients. You know, reconstruction is not a one and done. So we need the plastic surgeons to be committed to following through with these patients. You know, they come to tumor board. We're going out for a breast cancer walk, Westmoreland Walks in October, and, you know, they're going to be there too. They really care about the care of the breast patients.
They sure do. And let's use that as a jumping off point too. The Westmoreland Walks, it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So you're out there, you're doing radio interviews, you're doing anything you can to call attention to the need for screening mammography, correct?
Yes. We know, and you know, and you've talked about this before, that screening saves lives. If we can catch these cancers at an early stage, women do very, very well. And so it's absolutely crucial to get the screening mammograms. We have what's called walk-in Wednesdays. So even if you're someone who's a little shy or skittish about getting the mammogram, if it strikes you on a Wednesday, you can come by Independence Health and we will do your mammogram. And this program currently is at Westmoreland, and I believe they're doing it in Latrobe as well. But you don't even need a prescription for a screening mammogram if you're 40 years old and it's been a year and a day or more since your last mammogram. You can just make the appointment yourself. It's nice if you have a prescription, because then your physician, your primary care physician, or gynecologist, they will get the results of this, but you don't need it. And if you have a lump or having some discharge or a problem with your breasts, then it's probably best to make sure you have a prescription. But either way, just come, we'll take care of you. Don't let that be something that keeps you from getting your mammograms.
Yes, I did walk-in Wednesdays this year at Westmoreland Hospital. It was a great experience. I do like the Norwin location. I'm partial to the Norwin location. And I really feel that you've hired for culture at every location. Don't you think? I mean, the staff, it's just, they're all a representative of you and they behave that way.
Well, thank you. I actually am so grateful to the staff, the mammo techs and the ultrasound techs. They are unbelievable. They come to me all the time and say, oh, how did this go with this patient? Or they remember and they care about the patients. It's not, they're not just techs. They don't just x-ray your breast. They care. They want to be a part of all aspects of the care. And I've never met mammo and ultrasound techs like this anywhere that I've worked in any of the cities I've worked in. They're really superior.
Well, they want to work with the best and you're the best. So that's why they're there for sure. Absolutely. And they value that kind of care in their own backyard as well. So with Breast Cancer Awareness Month, what message do you want to send to women out there?
I would like to send the message that we all need to be responsible for our health, and we need to step up to the plate even when we're scared and get the care we need. Ask for it, demand it, pleasantly, of course, and get those mammograms. Get screened and get your friends and your sisters and your mother in to get screened.
And it's not that bad, is it? It's not that bad.
No, it's bad, but it's not that bad. We have these new comfort paddles, which are, they're sort of curved and they conform to the shape of the breast. So they're a little more comfortable. I've had them used on me and I find them more comfortable. And for women who are really tender, because some of us are tender, right? I mean, we all have different ways of experiencing pain. So if you're tender, just take a Tylenol or an Advil before you come in for your mammogram. And that works really well. That's what I do.
I know. I do the same thing. Yes, you're exactly right. And then, you know, just the outcomes, just finish off the show here. We have about 2 minutes left. Tell us about the outcomes that you're so pleased to see.
One of the things that I'm really proud of is being able to identify people with genetic mutations that 10 years ago, 15 years ago, we never heard of. I mean, no surgeons ever heard of some of these things. And now we're really able to fine tune their screening and care. And we're picking up small cancers in women that have these mutations that we've identified. And I feel really good about that, that we're not letting this go on and on because no one figured out that they're actually quite high risk for developing breast cancer.
Wonderful. Dr. Sharon Goldstein is the director of the Breast Health Center at Independence Health. She takes care of patients all throughout Western Pennsylvania with offices in Norwin and Latrobe. And it is almost Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and that is one of the reasons why we did this show. We encourage you to consider walk-in Wednesdays. You can walk into, I believe, Westmoreland, some of the hospitals, all of that's online. You can walk in and have your screening mammogram if you're over 40, or you can call and make an appointment at Independence Health. Dr. Goldstein, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Jen. I really enjoyed this.
You're listening to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB.